Hey there, welcome back to another edition of Where You Get Your Good News. It's God News You Can Use. These are great stories that are happening while you're going about your day, about your week, and I round up these stories for you, and I put them in a podcast, and you get to hear about all the good things that are happening. And then, of course, we give all the glory to the one true God. Amen. He's the author and finisher of our faith, and every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights who does not change like shifting shadows. Amen. That's the God we serve, from James 1:17. My name is Corey Reynolds, your host for the God News You Can Use podcast. It's three short stories. At least I try to keep them short, but I'll tell you, sometimes I get carried away with all the good news. But I think you're really going to love story number one. Imagine having a dream that you thought was impossible, but you just kept working at it. You kept dreaming about it. You kept praying about it. We are describing a young man by the name of DeErnest Johnson. He was working as a commercial fisherman off the Florida Keys, but in his heart, in his mind, in his prayers, he desired to be in the NFL. Let me give you a little glimpse of how amazing he is. Here's a clip from a recent game by a sports broadcaster.
The handoff, Johnson again. Wow. Oh, man. Got a block from Wyatt Teller, but DeErnest Johnson. I think we know who's getting the game ball after this one. Number 30. It's his time. One more snap and we're finished.
And he said, coming from a fishing boat, I always dreamed of being in the NFL. I just wanted to be in the league. It's such a blessing, a dream come true. And then in that particular clip that you heard, that really fantastic game that he had where he was starting to get people's attention and they're like, third round draft, who is this guy? Why is he doing all this stuff? Maybe we should have paid more attention to him. He said after the game, when Aaron Andrews caught up with him, he said, to get your first start and get 100 yards and your first touchdown, that ain't nothing but God.
I mean, you know, playing the NFL was always my dream, but being on the fishing boat and just coming from where I come from, man, it's a blessing, man. Not too many people make it out with what I did, you know? And I just got to give thanks to God, man, because without him, like I say, I wouldn't be here, man. I'm just soaking it all in, just being thankful for the opportunity, you know? It's crazy.
1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Amen. DeErnest, I'm going to be following you now. I know you're on the Cleveland Browns and I happen to be a Seahawks fan. I'm sorry. But I will tell you that I will be following you because I think you're amazing. And I love that you just speak the truth, brother. Just keep on doing it and tell people that God gets all the glory. Amen. All right. We're heading to Vancouver, Washington with story number two today. Oh, I love this story. It hits at the heart. His name is Jesse. He just turned 41 and he happens to have Down syndrome. But unfortunately, Jesse contracted COVID-19. He didn't really understand it or why he had to be in the hospital. It was making him pretty miserable. Here's his brother-in-law pretty much telling you the whole story. I think you're going to love this. Something amazing happened when they put it out to the Twitterverse.
One of the best people that you'd ever want to meet. One of the complications with Jesse in particular is he doesn't really understand why he's there. He doesn't know what COVID is, and he doesn't know that he has COVID. He just knows he's in the hospital and he doesn't feel good. There's really been nothing that has perked him up. He's kind of in a bad mood about this whole thing, and just on a whim, the kid loves balloons. He really perked up and thought that was cool that somebody sent him a balloon.
John then went to Twitter asking if people would order a single balloon to be delivered to Jesse's room.
And so we thought, let's try to make him smile.
Within hours, their followers had come through. Holding his thumb up and smiling within, his room was full. There had been so many balloons ordered, the gift shop had ran out. The kindness of strangers had brought back that one thing that COVID had tried to take away, his smile.
Ah, the smile. Ah, it says everything, doesn't it? It's infectious. And Jesse, his story definitely is. God's word says here in Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And sometimes it's just a balloon or a whole bunch of them. I love the story. My brother is actually special needs, and he's somebody who's deaf, and he's had some other challenges, and he needs some help, you know, in life and that sort of thing. So we are just surrounding him constantly with love and affection. And my sisters and I always take him like to Disneyland or Disney World or somewhere. And he just loves it. And we see that smile and it just makes our hearts happy. There's something very special that happens when God puts somebody in your life who has special needs. It teaches you a lot, not only about the Creator, but about yourself. It brings out the very best in you. So all glory to God for this story. Okay, let's talk about a kid out of North Carolina, 12-year-old high school. Yes, I did say high school graduate. He's already made his way onto college. His name is Mike Wimmer, and he just graduated not only from high school, but if that was not enough, he just got his first college degree all in the same week. Mom is very proud. Wouldn't you be?
Excited for him. He's worked hard to reach his goals.
Follow your dreams and never let obstacles stop you. I've had obstacles put in my way thousands of times, but I never let that stop me and what I wanted to do. And really just find something that you love doing. And then if you really love doing it, then you'll never work a day in your life. And that's how I feel with this stuff here.
See how smart he is. Listen to this kid already giving us great advice and encouraging people. He's also a robotic programmer. He speaks dozens of languages. But you know what I love best of all? You know, when you look around his room, he says there are Hot Wheels along the wall, tracks on the floor, Legos all over the place. I'm having the time of my life doing everything, whether that is school and my business or still being a kid as well. I love that. I'm going to go right back to the verse we started with today, because when you've got a gift, whether it's a gifted child or maybe a gift or a talent in an area, maybe you're an artist or you're still trying to find it, do know that when we give God all the glory and we let him in and say, Lord, direct my paths. Where do you want me to go? Where do you see me at? I'm telling you, he's a faithful God and he's going to answer that prayer. So James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You can always count on God to be God. He never changes, never will leave you, never will forsake you, and he will never let you go a day without some good news happening somewhere. Glad to bring you those stories. Find, like, follow, and share God News You Can Use on Facebook. That's what you look for, God News You Can Use. And you can listen to the podcast just about anywhere you hear a podcast, you know, because you're already listening. Now share that good news with other people. Good place to start, of course, is Anchor. I always love going there because it distributes it along many different platforms. Look for it on Anchor, on Spotify, it's on Google Podcasts, iTunes, all over the place. And of course, do like and follow and share on Facebook, God News You Can Use. And I'll see you next Friday with more good news. God bless.